Fake bomb threat forces closure of Atlantic City's Borgata Casino. Atlantic City's Borgata Casino was the center of a high-stakes drama on the afternoon of July 18. An anonymous call to the police non-emergency number led to a massive response by law enforcement. At 3:55 p.m., the caller's message was brief but alarming. A bomb threat against one of the city's most bustling entertainment hubs. Unverified reports circulating on social media platforms claimed that Atlantic City police responded to a serious incident at the Borgata allegedly involving multiple individuals armed with firearms. Allegations of threats made against casino patrons were shared widely, with some accounts suggesting that at least one individual may have barricaded themselves within a casino restroom. Visual content, including images and videos purporting to depict the scene, had also been disseminated on social media platforms. Captain Kevin Fair of the Atlantic City Police Department confirmed the incident, stating that the police, alongside Borgata's security personnel, conducted a thorough sweep of the premises. However, he said the search yielded no evidence of suspicious individuals or devices, and the building was partially evacuated as a precautionary measure. The rapid spread of rumors regarding the nature of the threat caused additional public concern, prompting Captain Fair to issue a clarifying statement. He assured the community that there was no active shooter situation, effectively quelling the rising tide of panic. By 7 p.m., the situation had been resolved, with patrons allowed to return and police officially clearing the scene. This incident at the Borgata Casino is a stark reminder of the disruptive power of such threats, regardless of their veracity. Casinos make great targets. Historically, casinos in the U.S. have been targets for bomb threats, with motives ranging from extortion to simple malice. One of the most notorious cases occurred in 1980 at Harvey's Resort Hotel in Stateline, Nevada. An extortionist planted a 1,000-pound bomb in the hotel, demanding $3 million in ransom. Despite efforts to disarm the device, it exploded, causing extensive damage but miraculously no casualties. This event marked one of the most elaborate and dangerous bomb threats in U.S. casino history. Such incidents underscore the vulnerability of public spaces to threats that can lead to widespread panic and economic disruption. The response to the Borgata threat demonstrates the importance of swift action and clear communication in managing public safety. Law enforcement agencies often work in tandem with private security forces to ensure a coordinated and effective response. In the case of the Borgata, the collaboration between the Atlantic City Police and casino security was instrumental in swiftly addressing the threat and ensuring the safety of the casino's employees and patrons.